Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
I have something to share. We had a wonderful time in Upper Sakwamba this last week. It was a relationship seminar that ended up to be a revival meeting. And there were so many prophetic words there. And I believe that God will do you good. Is that my friend Lancelot? Welcome. I just want you to be calm and listen to your promises. And please, the world will not end by a virus. It won't. It will never. So it's not a time to start prophesying doom and gloom. It's a time for you to move and go and love in society and become a hope bringer. Amen. So we're still on a series that we started, Thriving in Relationships. Well, I have something to do today. We're not oblivious of the fact of what is going on, but we're a community of believers. And God has put us in place. When Jesus talked about Matthew 24, he was giving us a scenario of what the world will look like and the situations will look like. It was painting a scenario, and it's that scenario is going to send us into. And we're going to bring solutions. We're going to bring the light. We are the light of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. Light brings hope. Salt brings taste. And we're supposed to give the world a good taste. We're supposed to give them hope. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, it said, "So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right, with my righteous right hand." Shout a good amen.
Amen.
In Isaiah 51 is a prophetic word that is so instructive to me. When I want to, when some things are not going on, when I'm not seeing what God is saying, what God had told me, I'm not seeing it. Because in this kingdom, seeing is not believing. In the world, seeing is believing. In this kingdom, believing is seeing. So I want to, that's why I wrote a book, Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Experience. If your beliefs change, your experience will change. So they will say, see it, you can. But some of the things you see is subject to change. In Isaiah 51, he said in verse 12 to 16, he said, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the son of man who will be like grass? And you forget the Lord your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. The captive exile hastens, that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. You see, when I hear the prophetic word my wife gave towards at the end of this, and she was doing her hand like this, and saying this, I've covered you with my hand. And why did he cover you? That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12, it says, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Look at the person said, you say, I'm a prisoner of hope. You prisoners of hope, even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. Whatsoever you have lost in this season, it will be restored back.
Amen.
Today I want to talk about the community of fear-free believers. Because we're supposed to be who God has sent into the world to bring hope, because we are prisoners of hope. Without hope, there is no faith. And without faith, things cannot change. So hope is the soil that you land on when you go and target something by faith and it seems as if it's not working. So before you go, you cultivate the soil of hope to the extent that even when you fall, you will say, you know, courage is not a voice shouting, I will be back. Courage is one silent voice sometimes saying, I'll be back. It's not roaring sometimes. And in this present time, we need courage. You must understand that when God says, do not fear, it doesn't want to expose your weakness. He's trying to tell you that there's a reality within reach. That there's a reality. But exposing you to a reality that there's within reach, the grace to perform. So when he comes and says, do not be afraid, it's not because you are really afraid. He said, Gideon, that mighty man of valor. Gideon was stretching grain in a wine press, doing the right thing in the wrong place because he was afraid. And he said, that mighty man of valor. So when God tells you, don't be afraid, it's not that he wants to shame you. Because I see people now, we are shaming each other. Say, are you not a Christian? Are you not a Christian? Why are you afraid? Please, don't do that. No, don't do that. You don't shame people into faith. Because repentance cannot be forced. You encourage them into faith. This is the time where many of us should be prophetic. That this is the time where you need to send at least 5 text messages of prophetic words to your friends who are in nations who have been shut out for the past 1 month. You must also understand that fear is what the enemy uses to dislocate us from our life source. If he can use fear and begin to speak to you, your life source, which is God, you will go out of it. It shocks me today that when people say, let's pray, some people say, what is prayer? We're not talking about people who are unbelievers. We're talking about, listen, I should tell you the truth. Science is good. But I was looking at my journal in 2010. I was praying one time. And the Lord told me, he said, at best, science is discovery. At best, science is discovery. If people tell you that the situation in our nation houses virus, thank God for the sun that dries everything. So if you think that you are foolproof, there is nothing that is foolproof on the face of the earth. But when you are under the protective hand of God, listen, the safest place to be is in the will of God. And the will of God can be in the front lines of battle. And so you must understand that everything you receive into your life is fitted by love or fear. So when you receive something, any information you receive, anything you receive, whether it's a picture or a word and everything, you fitter it through fear or love. If it's love, you are well grounded. If it's fear, you know what you will start doing? Your life will be turning like this. You will not be stable. And there is nothing that you can do anymore because the enemy has already gripped you. And so if I receive a message, oh, this thing is coming to take my life, or something is coming around, and actually coming to this place, it has not reached my turn. I may be hiding under my bed. I can't forget many years ago, about 9 years ago, I went with Apostle Achievements to Sierra Leone. And I was talking to people, why are you put all this trekking? What is going on there? And they began to share with me about the war that was going on. And somebody told me a story about what fear can do. Say somebody was when the bomb was hitting, bah, 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 he was removing hanger, putting his clothes in one place, put the hanger in one place. When he wanted to run, he packed the hanger and ran. So every information is by fear. And how did the war in Syria alone stop? It's not because all these things they did. Women gathered and prayed it out. So more than ever before, our weapon is prayer. Our weapon is praise. When you believe a lie, what do you empower? The devil. You believe truth? The Bible says, and you shall know the truth. And the truth you know shall set you free. And you know, and you shall know the lie. And the lie you know shall bind you. It may even shock you now is the time where people will prosper more than ever before. In a mood of panic, people will sell their investment. Are you ready for it? When God gives a promise, it's already done in his realm. So when God says, this is what I will do, you are protected. I will cover you with my hand. To him in his realm is done. And if you are not careful, fear can make you lose that reality. Because it's not his own. It's not his, in his own realm, there is nothing wrong with it. It is for you to say, what did I do wrong? In Isaiah 54 verse 13, say, all your children shall be taught by the Lord. And grace shall be the peace of your children. Somebody say amen. Amen. In righteousness you shall be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. What will make you to be far from oppression is because you are not afraid. And from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. So what will fall for your sake? Oppression is when we make agreement with lies, and the atmosphere created influences our values and thoughts. And stinking thinking will always produce the demonic. Where there is poo-poo, flies will gather. As long as you are giving stinking thoughts, what will happen is that you begin to attract the demonic to you. And it doesn't matter, you can fast and pray. The only thing you need to do is to let fear go. And what do you invite? Supernatural courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's that I will still do what I want to do in spite of the fear I'm feeling. And that's going to with God. Every time God sends a message, you will find out one angel said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's why when you receive a prophetic word that fear comes, it's not of God. So you must understand that as long as oppression is there, you have made agreement. That's why the oppression comes. You have made agreement with this. I hear all kinds of things. All kinds. I block. You know why? The only thing that I have to refine is my beliefs. That's why I'm called a believer. If I allow things to corrupt my belief system, what will happen? Do you know there was a time in the world that's in the 1930s, 33 during depression, they were saying all kinds. The year 1999, the millennium bug. Ha. It's everything will shut down. The whole system will close. People will lose their this thing. That was the time they said in the year 2000, the world will end. You know, I've survived many world ending. Several. I've survived many. 2 years ago, they said the world was going to end again. I survived it. I've been left behind. Yeah, 2000, I survived it too. I survived it. This is not a time to go into the gloom. It's a time to understand. And when you go into that, you know what? Oppression. Your thoughts will change. And every other thing will go. You see, this thing that is going on is a demonic realm that wants to shut down economies. And we must stand and declare what God is saying. You can walk your way into fear even without the devil. The devil doesn't need to come and tempt you to be afraid. All you need to know is some entertainment. You know, news is entertainment. It's like somebody say, you see, at least I'm giving permission by Pastor Peter to say this, because he has shared it before. Where they were going to plant cocoa. They have not planted it. They were just thinking of planting the cocoa. And the father said, when they finish planting cocoa and they harvest it, he will buy a bicycle. Cocoa takes about 3 years to be harvested. So he now said he would drive the bicycle. The beating started. Cocoa has not been planted. Cocoa, you see, that fear. So you will take the bicycle and drive round my bicycle. You can walk your way into fear. You can walk your way into fear. You can walk your way into fear. Somebody bought breakable plates and was going to sell. He has not started. He just bought it. He was not thinking. So I will buy. I will take this one. I will sell it. I will go to market, buy more. Later, everywhere will be this thing. Then I will not marry. Then my wife will not be talking to me anyhow. Then I will just clear her. The breakable plate and everything was cleared. It was destroyed. The seed capital was gone. You see, that type of, you can walk your way. You can walk your way into fear. You can think of the things that cannot be done. And all of a sudden, the fear starts from the flesh, but it becomes a demonic stronghold. In Philippians 1:27 to 28, it said, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you may stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And not in any way terrified by your adversary, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, that from God. What is this thing trying to say? It's saying, every time we conquer fear and move in faith, then the demonic realm and the adversary comes face to face with their eternal damnation, and there's no remedy. Every time you say no to fear, what will happen? Every time Jesus will appear, they'll say, what are you doing here? Our time has not come. You know why? When Jesus comes, he comes in faith, and they are shaken, because every time Jesus appears, he is reminding them that you have eternal damnation and there is no repentance. You are irredeemable. So why does the enemy want you to be afraid? So that you are not always reminding them that they have eternal damnation. So you know what? You can say, up, up, Jesus, I belong to Jesus. You can sing all those songs. All they will do is just sponsor one lie. One. Just sponsor, you will soon die. Just a suggestion. All of a sudden. Do you know how many of you have been entertained this week? You wanted to be current. You moved from CNN, channels to this thing. I'm telling you. Then you got home, your phone. Save me with the no. What's happening in Benin now? Less happening. Let's be current. You know what? It's sponsoring that thing. Before you know, you know the funniest thing. All of some people have visa. We can't go anywhere. All of us are here. So this whole thing just leveled everybody. There's no this thing. This is now where you now need people who are spiritually wealthy. to start speaking into your life. Because people have money, they can't buy tissue paper in some countries. I sent this song, Ototu Gwewe, to some people I met in the U.S. and everything. One of them is a Benin person, but grew up in Germany. And he said, I don't understand what they are saying, but I can feel the anointing. I can feel the anointing. This is the time where we stop rebroadcasting nonsense. Because you want. Even if it is a fact, but it's not the truth. And what is the purpose of you rebroadcasting? You are called prisoners of hope. That means you are supposed to be bringing hope. And you must understand this, that what do we do with our fears? What do we do with our fears? When the fear comes, what do I do with it? Should I rebroadcast it? Because whether you like it or not, some of you are supposed to travel this week. I said, I can't enter a 14-seater bus. And everything. You see, it shocks me. So really, there's no superpower country anymore. No superpower country. It shocks me. Small countries are telling some big country, don't come again. You see, every time I ask God, God, what are you doing now? What is happening? What's happening? You see, now God is saying, and that's how it's been, don't move the Asian boundaries. The sovereignty of nations has been shown now. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Am I making sense? God is still the author of everything. He's still the author of everything. But we don't know how it will play out. But God is counting on the community he has left behind. You have been left behind for a reason. You have been left behind to lead. This is the time where you should produce. You should provide leadership. Provide leadership to people, and say, "Follow me." This is what the Lord told me 5 years ago. This is what the Lord told me 6 or 7 months, 9 months ago. This is a prophetic word I have for you today. This is the time. Am I saying you should not wash your hands? They taught us in primary school now. This is the way you wash your hand, wash your hand, wash your hand. Even Barney used to teach people too. But the truth of it is that with that, they are very clean people, very clean. Very clean. They call them Mr. White. I don't know why they are still affected. Have you not seen some people like that? Very clean. We have to jack up that they have to take malaria as a pandemic disease. They must put it. Do you know if you are in some country, you have malaria, they will quarantine you. Immediately. But you see, you have survived it. Do you know the type of cough you have survived in this country? Some are wet cough, some very dry. You cough, quack, quack, quack. No. It's there. Sometimes when I pray and I say, Lord, with all this faith system, things are still going on well. With all these things, you know, you should have survived heat for 2 months now. Heat. And you are not even surviving, you are thriving. You wake up in the morning, you are smiling. This shall soon pass. You're thriving. Many people have survived a lot of things. God just took them through. In one nation, one time, because they were going through one depression or not, husband, wife, children jumped down from the story building and died. Why? It's a demonic agenda. It's a demonic agenda to take lives. The first thing you must do with your fear, start meditating on His word and voice instead of worrying. Start meditating on His word. Take the Bible. Go to the book of Psalms. Read until you hear His voice. Go to your favorite book, the one He spoke to you about. That line, read it. Remember some things that He spoke to you. In Joshua 1 verse 8, He said, "This book of the law shall not depart. This book of instructions shall not depart from your mouth." Every little conversation now is about the virus. So what has departed from your mouth? The word. You have only one mouth. And you can't be speaking one and be speaking at the same time. You must speak one word. Let this book of the law not depart from your mouth. The Bible says when we gather, let somebody has a psalm. Let somebody have a song. Let somebody have a word. In other words, when we come together, it's about edifying one another. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. And you may observe to do according to all that is written on it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have what? Good success." Let this book of the law. And God is bigger than His book. It's bigger than His book. And that's why you must go to John chapter 16 verse 13. He said, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth." When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. Every news you hear from every place, ask God, "What is the truth of this?" He will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. You see, in this governance space and everything, what you see is not what it is. He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. You know what? William Seymour in 1906 declared that in another 100 years, we started in 2016, there will be a great revival. You will see what will happen. He will tell you. The word that God told you 10 years ago, where is it? The Bible, speaking of a tribe of Israel, they turned back in the day of battle because they forgot their testimonies. Remember, my wife met a lady from Rwanda and said, "I'll be praying for you people." And yesterday evening, she sent a message. They said, "I heard God telling me that keep on declaring the goodness of God. The goodness of God speaks about testimonies. This is the time for you to keep on declaring." And I was just talking about the goodness of God when I got that and read it. Can you share what you heard God told somebody here 5 years ago when you were in a meeting with the person? I saw one of my mentors. He brought two folders full of prophetic words. Full. One for his personal life, one for the church he leads. I opened my mouth. Many of us don't take decision based on what God has said. We take decision based on our pain and the circumstance. Say, based on the circumstance now. And the Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." It may shock you that your son has been prophesying that he will go and study in so and so school. You are slapping the son. "Where do you want me to have money?" He didn't say that you should give him money. He just said, "This is where I want to go to school." Am I making sense? All you need to say, "For the promises of God are yes and amen." And the person is getting encounters. Is getting encounters. And we are shutting down people because they are getting encounters. The next thing we start prophesying to change the course of history. Start prophesying instead of agreeing with the facts and speaking the facts, because we are called to change the course of history. And what is prophetic words? Is what God is saying. I will keep you. In 2015, we survived another Nigeria splitting. You see, this is the final analysis. Nigeria must divide. We survived. You see, these are testimonies to me. If they are not testimonies to you, I think 3 years ago we survived another virus. 2014. We survived another virus. Ebola. The world survived SARS. Should I tell you others? Every year we survive malaria. Every year. All this one that you just have malaria. Malaria kills 140,000 people every year. We've been surviving. Some of you have had two heavy malaria this year. The year has not started at all. You survive. Did you not survive? Some of you will just say, wait, when I treat my malaria, I will see you. But you see, even that one will soon have an end. Oh, you didn't get it. It will come to a time where you say, we used to have malaria. Because somebody seated here will get the final cure. Yeah. Oh, you didn't get it. Let me come here. Somebody seated here. Why? We need to start prophesying. Prophesying. Ezekiel 37, verse 3 to 8. It says, and he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord, you know. You are the one that knows, oh. Oh Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. And look at what it says. So I prophesied. I prophesied as I was commanded. And what happened? And as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was a noise. Because I'm not prophesying from my own word. I'm prophesying from the word he has put in my mouth, that he may plant heavens. That he may plant heavens. Our template here, it is on earth as it is in heaven. There is no virus in heaven. It can't survive there. And I host the presence of God. And all I need to do is to say, Daddy, what are you saying? And all I need to do is to prophesy as commanded me. And there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. The bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them up, but there was no breath in them. And he said, prophesy again, and cause breath to come into them. So I commanded, as I prophesied again, as I was commanded. May life, even as the confirmed cases in Nigeria, the confirmed cases, the ones battling for their lives worldwide, may the man in white visit them today. May the man in white visit them today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No. We have a protective edge over our state, over our nation. We cancel it out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We recognize that they have been infected, but Lord, you are the healer. And we declare healing over our nation. We declare healing over our brothers and our sisters. Over the nations that have been shut down, we declare healing to their economies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The thing that has been affecting our product, crude oil, we declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Serve someone and a cause greater than you. I was talking to a pastor in Spain, and he said, you know, the bad part of it is that there are people that go to the local government council to eat every day. And they say there's no movement. How will they eat? In 1 John 4:14 to 20, he says, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears have not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Your love can only be perfected when your brother feels it. Every time we say perfect love, your love is not perfected until the person around you feels it. Love that is complete is the love that casts out fear. And what will make your love complete? When you use your encounter with him, the love he has given you, to love your brother. This is the time where many of us need to get and say, oh, they said we should go and stock up, buy food. My brother, do you have food? Take. This is the time not for us to self-protect. There's no policy to give small business owners money to pay their staff if you tell them to sit at home. There's no business there's no policy to give the market woman who must go and sell every day. Who must go and sell every day for the children to eat. There's no policy. This is the time where many of us who are comfortable, can do it, can come to church. You may not be able to have all the money to give, but you have a voice to speak and to praise and to pray for people. It's not the time to say, now where don't know? I did my house. I have generator. I have this thing for myself. I won't die. It's perfect love that casts out all fears. Perfect love that casts out all fears. You know what bothered me? Is that even in China, although there's revival going on, many people do not know. Underground churches are everywhere. Thousands of churches. They don't even meet in a building because they cannot meet. The pastor went there from Japan. They said, when you are coming, you bring money. Why? Because he was pastoring 50 people. And when he went to preach, more than 3,000, 4,000 people gathered. Why? They said, we wanted you to bring the money so that we will rent the old hotel, that nobody will come here. People were infected in Wuhan, and some people were volunteering to go and treat them. Perfect love. How many of us will volunteer? It's perfect love that casts out all fears. Fear makes you contribute to your own defeat. And that's why Psalm 91 should be your psalm this year. Rise up on your feet. Just two prayers. We want to pray today. The first one, put in us what repels fear. Put in us. You know, when you have oil all over your body and they pour water on you, it goes off. Put in us. I want you to lift up your voice. Put in me. Put in us as a community. What repels fear? We don't know what will happen this week over our nation. When I mean we don't know what, we're saying we don't know the news that will come out. But the body of Christ, we as a family, we are prepared. You know, the ban cannot stop you from praying. It cannot stop you from meeting in homes and breaking bread. It cannot stop you. Social distancing cannot stop you from sending a text and giving a prophetic word. And through that, evangelizing people who are afraid. I want you to lift up your voice. Let it be loud. Lift up your voice. Lord, put in us as a community what repairs fear. Come on, lift up your voice. Put in us faith. Lift up your voice. This is not a time for silent prayer. As a community of fear-free believers, put in us as prisoners of hope. Put in us the necessary hope that it repairs fear and breeds faith. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let us become the people that will come boldly to the throne of grace for on behalf of those who cannot open their mouth, who are on their sick bed, who are immobilized. Mighty God. Put in us what repairs fear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, write down this prayer point and begin to pray for us as a family, even for the body of Christ. And say, Lord, put in us what repairs fear. The next thing is that raise an army known for courage. Raise an army known for courage. Raise an army known for courage. Lord, we ask for supernatural courage. Raise an army known for courage. When you are filled with courage, you can infect others with courage. This week, we want you to infect people with courage. The virus that you call supernatural courage, infect people. Infect people with love. Infect people with prophetic words. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pray for your brother. Pray for the body of Christ worldwide. Raise an army known for courage. 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 Come on, lift up your voice. 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 Lord, we pray for supernatural courage. He said, Joshua, do not be afraid. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. One more prayer just came to me as we are praying. Let's start praying for our president, government officials. You know, sometimes, most times, They need wisdom. And sometimes they are under attack too. It's just because there's no policy on this state, that's why you are here today. Most of us. You're going to lift up your voice. I've seen on social, there's so many assassins just assassinating our president. I don't know why. Why is it not? But I don't know. Don't ask me that. All I'm saying, when they are talking about health, they won't call a pastor. They'll call the minister of finance and call the people who are in authority. Am I making sense? One thing I want you to pray for them with all your heart right now, even for our president and everything, wisdom. Pray for the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom over them. To them, they see the facts, and it's by the facts they make decisions. But Lord, wisdom, 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 wisdom. Lord, we pray for our president, we pray for the ministers involved, directly involved. We pray for the governors of the states. We pray for supernatural wisdom over their lives. Wisdom. That they will download what heaven wants them to do in their various constituencies, in their various states, their various ministries. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up the voice. Let them see what heaven is saying. Let them see what heaven is saying. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have some ministry time here. And we're going to take your time for some time today. Listen. I want one thing that just downloaded for me. Can we pray for our medical personnel? The doctors, the nurses, the paramedics. The people that work in the hospitals. And everything. The people that are working in those isolation centers. You're going to lift up your voice. People have been paralyzed. I was talking to a nurse in Canada. I say most of my colleagues have called in sick. What if women are pregnant and they're about to deliver? You know, these are what God, this when you say God, lead me into all truth, he will show you all these things. I want you to lift up your voice, pray for them, pray for their family too. They are exposed every time. They're exposed to these diseases. Pray for God's protection over them. Pray for supernatural courage. Pray for supernatural courage. Pray for supernatural courage. Pray for supernatural courage. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. We pray for the medical personnel in every facet, in the isolation center, even the ones that are not there, but they will receive emergencies. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I also want you to pray for our nation, the people there. I was talking to Dr. Nusi and said some persons, they will check them, they will see some things, and they ask them, did you travel? They say, no. And some just came back. All I want you to do is pray for supernatural courage. Over every person. They may not be believers. They may not be in the body of Christ. I want us to start praying. There's so much fear in the air. Begin to pray for perfect love. Say, perfect love cast out all fears. Over our nation, over the nations of the world. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pray for the brother that is always putting news there. Pray for the love of God to invade his heart. Pray for the love of God to invade the hearts of our fellow believers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.